This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
SXM Channel 204.
Come back!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. As the Wicked Wednesday has begun. And I'll tell you what, the madness continues. It does feel like March Madness, doesn't it? Except we're on a baseball field. We're not on a basketball court. The Colorado Rockies have been a load to deal with on their home field all year long. And the Los Angeles Dodgers are finding that out right now as we speak. It is 10-5 for the Colorado Rockies. Not good. Not good. San Francisco is beating San Diego, which isn't good either. But considering I figured, you know what? You know, they win every night, so I might as well just take them. So we are on San Francisco right now. They are up. Big time stuff going on right now. Seattle. See, this is getting real with Seattle right now. Seattle are up 4-1. We're actually on the Seattle Mariners, and I think this might be the first time I'm about to maybe win a Mariner bet in like 3 months or something. But we haven't won yet. We have not won yet. So we got craziness going on, Major League Baseball. We've got all kinds of stuff. You want to talk about crazy, our main man, the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart's going to be stepping up and in. Bubano throws it down. Jason B. Takafin, as the Blue Jays and the Rays went at it earlier in the day. There was nearly a bench-clearing brawl. Baricki hits Kiermaier, and of course Kiermaier stole the Blue Jays scouting report. There's a lot of backstory to this that's coming out right now and stuff, and it's pretty clear these two teams don't like each other very much. Kiermaier calls out the Blue Jays after the game and says he hopes they make the playoffs, which is kind of crazy. Kiermaier said, I hope they basically said, I want to play them. You know, so in other words, he's saying, I hope they make it and we play them. Like, he's pissed. He goes, I hope we play them, man. Yeah. In other words, I hope we play them next week in the playoffs type of deal, which you want to talk about bulletin board material. Like, if I'm Kevin Cash, man, I'm like, dude, first you stole the card. You caused all these problems. And now you're talking about you want to play these guys. All right? So, hey, we got a lot of stuff to unpack. Jason B. Takavin will kick it with us as well. So I don't know what's going on. There's a big story about the Minnesota Timberwolves president of basketball operations being fired or let go. But you know what? I don't care. So let's not talk about that. We don't care about that. But I do find this interesting. I do find this to be interesting. Golden State Warriors ownership group fined $50,000 for comments about Ben Simmons. And I'm dead serious on this. I'm dead serious. You suck so hard, Ben Simmons, that you just did something that has never been accomplished in the history of sports before. All right? And think about this, people. Have you ever heard? So, tampering. So, hey, all right, Golden State. So, you see the story of Golden State ownership group. Fine, tampering. Ben Simmons. What? They talk publicly about trading for him? No. I've never heard this in my life before. Like, tampering normally is, yeah, he's a great player. We'd love to have him on the team type of deal, like with your public comments. I've never heard of this. So, bravo, Ben Simmons. Your sorry ass can't hit a three-point shot, but you just managed to get an owner of a team fined for saying you suck.
Yeah.
It's the late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down. We're kicking it. Sirius XM, Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation. We're also kicking it live. San Diego, Los Angeles, the mightier 1090. Nobody in San Diego is happy right now, and nobody in Los Angeles is happy right now. San Diego's losing again, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are choking against the Colorado Rockies. So you know what? Let's just rip on Ben Simmons instead. So, yeah, Ben Simmons, this guy, you want to talk about more trouble than he's worth? He really is. He's like a Kardashian, all right? More trouble than he's worth. It's fitting that he actually dates them, all right? So, you know, this guy, his sorry ass can't hit a three-point shot. Hell, you can't even hit an open layup. You can't even hit an open dunk. And I'm also seeing all this talk about Elton Brand being some sort of basketball genius. Basketball genius? You asked for like two picks, Andrew Wiggins and James Wiseman. That's not a basketball genius. That's a basketball jackass. Thanks for wasting my time, Elton. I might as well try to do a deal with Elton John. You know what? I would rather trade Ben Simmons. Give me Elton John. Give me a piano and one of those fur coats you got. So somehow Ben Simmons has managed. Bravo, Ben. You're a real piece of work. I've never seen this in my life. I've been doing this radio show going on, moving in on 20 years right now. And I've been betting on and watching sports for a hell of a lot longer. Never seen this in my life before that an owner or someone gets fined for tampering for saying that you suck. He basically throws him under the bus. Joe Lacob, the owner of the Warriors.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
In some way, he doesn't really fit what we're doing. He makes a lot of money. Can he finish games? In other words, you suck. Why don't you take up tennis since you like hanging around at Wimbledon so much?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
I can't believe we're on the Canadian Olympic basketball team. Yep, it's just that easy.
Wow, that was close. You can be the center.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. And I've got on a very serious note, actually. I want to get serious here. We got a public service announcement. There's a predator on the loose right now. You better lock up your doors. Very dangerous man on the prowl. Evander Kane, NHL player, wanted. Most wanted man in America right now, Evander Kane. Because evidently, so... Remember in the summertime, Evander Kane's wife was basically pissed off that he went to, like, Paris with another chick or something like that. And then she went online and she said, oh, I'm surprised the NHL doesn't do anything about him betting on games in the NHL and betting against his own team. And she didn't even make sense of what she said, like, the language of it and everything. It was clearly just a case of, you know what? I know you're a degenerate gambler, and I'm going to tell everyone in the media that yeah, you bet on hockey even though you don't, and whatever. But since he's black, the media jumped all over it. If he was white, it wouldn't have been a story at all. So he's one of the few black guys in the NHL, so he must be a monster. And And he flashes money around and he gambles and stuff. And so there was nothing to the story. We knew right away there was nothing to the story. You didn't have to be Matlock to figure it out. Yet, so it took a couple of months, and they announced today, well, there's nothing to the story. And Evander Hall, you know, Evander Kane doesn't bet on hockey. No, he doesn't. But now he's suspended subtly. He's not invited to camp because now he's under investigation to new unrelated incidences. Unrelated incidences to the gambling. There's a new investigation underway with him that is very serious, but they won't say what it is. So, I don't know. Am I out of line for thinking that probably the same person that said about him gambling just doubled down because she just swung and missed with the gambling one? Like, and like I said, I'm not trying to downplay anybody's, I don't know, I can't downplay an accusation. I don't know what the damn accusation is, right? But it seems to me that somebody's out to ruin Evander Kane. And it also seems to me that the NHL is willing to play along with this when we all know, wink, wink, to, hey, what, the Hall of Famer that banged the babysitter? No problem, right? Now, is any investigation there? No, eh? Like, come on, man. Investigation. I just had to say that. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. How you doing, Cam? Sorry. Sorry for setting you up like that. But hey,
I'll tell you the way it is. I've interviewed Evander Kane before. I saw him in the Jets room. He was nice to me. A lot of people have different opinions. I will say this. Sure, he gambles. Big deal. If you bet on football.
So did Michael Jordan.
Exactly. There's been no proof he's gambled on hockey. There's been no proof that he's gambled on hockey. I don't care if you bet on bowling, football, golf, whatever the hell you want to gamble on, you can gamble on that. Guy's been bankrupt a few times, though. I will say this one thing, though, Morenci, and I will say this, and I watch a lot of hockey. I've never seen a player go from, like, dominant to crap, like, quickly. Like, there's games Evander Kane looks like he's, like, the second coming of Wayne Gretzky. Other games, he's a ghost. But I have nothing to do. I don't think he bets on hockey. I just think he's just got a guy with a lot of issues, and he's dealing, hey, an angry woman, a woman scoring, that's bad for business. This guy's probably pretty stressed out these days.
Well, that's it. I don't know the guy, right? And I don't think he's a nice guy. I'm not saying he's a nice guy.
I don't know him at all. I've interviewed him. He was nice. I have no idea about his personality. None.
Yeah, well, he didn't want to sleep with you. That's why, you know, he was whatever. You didn't have a problem, right? You didn't meet him in the same way. Right? Exactly. You didn't meet him in the same way as others. See, I don't want to die on this hill of defending Evander Kane, but all I'm saying is, I don't know. It's just kind of crazy that he gets through one investigation and now suddenly there's a new one. Like, it's like, so, like, what is it going to be? It's like he's like a mobster. It's like, all right, you beat this one, but, you know, we're going to come at you with another case, like, next month, right?
I'll tell you one thing,
right?
Like, I don't know, like, this guy and his chick, like, on again, off again. I could tell you one thing, though. Like, if a girl did that to me, like, there's no reconciliation after this. Like, you want to
play
for this type of thing? Like, you made a big mistake by going online and doing this to me. So, at first, like, you know, when you're together, there's instances in relationships where, you know, but that is so big and so huge and so negative. Like, you know what I mean? You go up to her and say, I don't care what you do, we're done. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
You ruined me.
For women tuning in, I don't want to sound like one of these jerks saying, there's accusations. The thing is, she just accused him of something he didn't do publicly with the gambling. Right? So that's my deal. So it's like, well, like, you just tried to kill him with this and it didn't work. So what now? You know what I mean? That's sort of my deal. And so I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. But I'm seeing someone in our chat saying Evander Holyfield dated their cousin and he's a sleazy dude. He's a hockey player. Yeah, I'm not going to name names. There's two hockey players, and they're both good players, too. You know, grinder type of guys, two guys. These guys are married to each other's sisters, yet they'll go out and cheat on each other's sisters with each other. Think about that.
Oh, yeah. No,
like a match. So it's like I married Cam's sister and he married my sister. And then me and Cam went out and, like, just slept with a bunch of other chicks together. Hey, let's cheat on our sisters together. It's kind of like, man.
And this one.
Oh, yeah, hockey players. I've said it before. Yeah. If I had a daughter, I wouldn't let her anywhere near a hockey player.
No, I told you. I know. Like, this is actually one of my best friends. It's a true story. I was actually there. I met him the next day when he told me the story because we were meeting up north. And he goes, oh, yeah, we went out, you know, to bury this club Hot Rocks or whatever. So he buys the NHL hockey player, like, a nice drink, like a double. It's, hey, you know, guy comes back, What does he see? He's all over his wife. My buddy's wife is very pretty. Like, she's a very, very attractive woman. So he's playing the sleaze card, right? It's like, hey, I used to be in the NHL, you know? It's like, here we go. So my buddy was actually a fighter in hockey, too. So he comes up to him, he's like, hey, what's the deal here? Guy's like, oh, yeah, oh, sorry, I'll go back and get you a drink. Guy brings him back water. Yeah, after my buddy bought him an alcohol, he goes, dude, I always heard you were a dick. Now you are the biggest scumbag. Like, I hate you, and I want to punch your face in right now. Like my buddy was, like, not stepping down from him. Like, he used to be, like, an enforcer in hockey. He's taken a lot of hits, a lot of concussions. But that tells you, Marantz, that's all you need to know. Guy buys him a drink, trying to be nice. Guy goes to the bathroom. He's trying to hook up with the guy's wife. And then he comes back, and instead of buying him an equal to a double vodka, he brings him back water. That's a dick move.
I'm telling you, I feel horrible saying this because my grandfather was actually, look, my grandfather's nickname was Gentleman Jim. So my grandfather was not one of these jerks. Yeah, Gentleman Jim Haggerty.
Gentleman Jim.
It's hard to believe that, like, my grandfather, I know.
Gentleman Jim.
He's one of these guys, like, everyone liked him, Cam. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of those, like, dudes that says Gentleman Jim. Played the game hard, but he was, respect type of thing. Yeah, Gentleman Jim. So I hate saying this, but it is true. Like, and you've met athletes in all different, like, fields. Like, look, dude, you and I, me and Cam have partied a lot, like, with UFC fighters and stuff. Actually, not sleazeballs. Like, you know what I mean?
No, they were nice guys.
Like, you know what I mean? CK, even with girls and stuff, like, they had girls all over them, and, like, they're not, like, they weren't, like, just total over-the-top, like, pigs type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, I remember, too, there was one UFC fighter I was with him, and a couple of girls all over him. I was like, man, she's pretty hot. He's like, not hot enough. He goes, nah, Marantz. He's like, nah, not enough. And he goes, I'm in the UFC, bro. Come on. He starts laughing. He's a UFC heavyweight. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, right? He's like, he's been, you know, ring girls is there, octagon girls and stuff like that. But it's just funny. But, you know, they're normal guys type thing. NFL football players, they're whatever, you know what I mean? They're kind of standoffish. They're in their own little bubble type of thing. NBA players, same thing. They're not really monsters type thing. The two worst are baseball and hockey. Those are the guys that'll, like, marry you and go to.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
The strip club and, like, cheat on your ass and stuff.
I know a lot of
NBA guys just don't get married. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not many guys in the NBA are married, you know? Yeah, hockey guys will get married and still cheat.
I will say this from my experience, baseball is the worst, even worse than hockey.
Oh, they're all sleep.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Down to the track, put it all on a horse.
Why don't you put it in the bank?
Bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it?
Late night anger management class. As I stated earlier, there's a lot of things that we're just sort of looking to ignore here tonight, like the Dodgers score. We're not too into talking about that.
No.
Right now. Late night anger management class. I don't know what.
To the Marantz,
do we have the? Hold on. Sorry, Cam. Get the video back up here. I don't know why we come back from a break. It opens and then it closes again. Like, dear God, man. Like, my head's about to explode, Cam. My head's about to explode here. Like, the constant grind and the. Like I said, we're like a football team. Like, penalties all over the place.
Well, I got to be honest with you. Me and you are doing, I think, quite, you know, we yeah. come out to practice and games all the time, and we're just trying to get it right, buddy.
That's Cam. We're not going to get into it, but that's all I'll say. But I thought you would get a kick out of my email when you saw it. Oh, I actually typed it with pure rage, Cam.
Oh, I don't know if you know.
I literally, like, typed it like, I hope this is effing clear. Like, did you see what I said?
Dude, I heard you yesterday when I was doing the show. You know when you were, like, sidetracked for a while? Like, you were... Like, you were making noise on that keyboard like a bear was, like your hand was a bear paw. You're just like, I was just listening going, that I could tell, like, by your rage, by, like, the sound of the keyboard, and you were absolutely pissed. And the best was you pulled the clam chowder with, like, all caps. Graphics, graphics, graphics. I go, did I spell it right enough for you? Graphics. I look at the pregame rundown. I'm doing an update on Frel's show. I go, Morenzi's, he woke up with rage. I don't blame you, buddy.
You see, by the end, that was the best. Bottom.
It shouldn't be the best. I'm getting sick of this. It shouldn't be a problem. No, the best is when you type on the show. It's like, you think I'm loud? You're like, I saw you, and you look, you're like, you're typing this week's great. No, trust me. I got enough problems too, Gabe. Like, me and you, like, we're doing this stuff every day. Like, we're too old for this crap. Like, you know, it's like, can't we just have a smooth day? Anyway, that's all I'm saying.
I get flashbacks to the days, man, when, like, of the score. And that's the whole, like, just like 22 people. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. But today, yeah, I had a very good email at the end, too. I put, my patience is wearing thin. My patience wearing thin. All right.
Get it right.
So we're off and running. I think we got Babano here.
Yeah, I don't know what he's listening to.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Babano? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. We got the audio. Hopefully I sound good. If this doesn't work, next week I'll be calling in old school with a piece of string and a tin can. If this doesn't
work. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's a reliable system.
Yep.
I don't know, we got a little bit. It's all right. It's all right. There's, I will say, Matthias, there's like an echo type thing going on, though. All right, that's on you, Babano, evidently.
Yeah.
Turn something down, Babano.
Know what I like about Matthias, too? How, like, when there's a problem, Gabe, he won't come at you. It's always the guest. It doesn't
no, but he
matter,
never has
like,
a solution either. He just blames people. Yeah, like, that's what he does. He never says, I'll solve it. He just blames other people.
Exactly. That's it. I think there's a feed in Babano's background there. It's causing some problems. Yeah, no, right, so, I know, very true.
Tell him to turn down the level or something.
Yeah,
on the damn
whatever
phone.
It is.
Talk to him off the air and figure something out.
Yeah, here's a tip.
Yeah.
Here's a tip. Yeah. It's called reverb. Just turn it down a little bit. Thanks.
We were just discussing. It's like,
Jesus, man.
Sound man, host, like, what the hell do you
sound
want from
man.
Us people?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, me and Gabe don't work at Radio Shack or Best Buy on the side.
No. All right, so. All right.
How did they?
Raging Redhead. Okay, so we'll get Babano back on. So, before we understand, it sounded good, actually. It was just in with us, so we'll deal with it. But I do believe, and just tell him to turn something down, like the speaker or whatever was.
Headphones, whatever it is. Yeah.
We'll get Babano on. Don't worry, it's all good.
Yeah. No, he sounded crystal clear. He sounded really good. Gabe, only me and you, we bet a football game where there's, like, no more quarterbacks. Like, I was sitting there actually watching the game going, we might actually come back.
I was just
going
to ask you about that. Like, just like I wanted to throw up, Cam. I am on a teaser, bro.
I mean,
Nichols makes that big run. I'm like, oh, my God. If they score, I'm going to win the teaser and the under.
Exactly.
And I'm about to win $1,200.
Yes.
And
yes.
He hurts his wrist.
I know.
And they don't have a quarterback. And it's a big third and one. And they bring in a wide receiver that, like, and why are they challenging something that you clearly lost a damn yard on?
You're never going to win the
challenge. Oh, God.
Like, coach has got
La Police, man. Somebody call the cops on him. Like, his teams always suck.
La Police. La Police. That was a bad coaching job tonight. You're right. Like, guys, you're not going to win spots with referees. It's just don't challenge that stuff. Another thing is, like, what are the odds of us? We're on, like, the right side. They're coming back. We got a punt return touch. I go, here we go. Like, and they dominated. Their defense was great in the second half. I'm like, hey, Morency, we got no quarterback. And know what it was? Actually, you know what whose fault it was? It was Dominic Davis's fault earlier. We were only down 14. They're going in for a touchdown. He throws a pick six, and then he lazily, gingerly came back, and then, oh, my leg, when he was, like, trying to make a – he didn't really, like, make an effort. He just kind of, like, shimmied, and he hurt his leg on the play. Could have had him as a backup. But anyway, I really don't – me and you bet so much. It's like, whatever, man. Just whatever's going to happen is going to happen, right? Bad luck.
I think Babano enjoyed the football game tonight, didn't
you,
Babano?
Did, guys. Yeah, I sure did. Good stuff.
So you always talk. I ask you a question. Now you have a three-word answer. You kill me, Babano. I never know.
Good stuff. My team was up against it. 4 days in between games, a disgrace to schedule them, and 4 days off from their last game with the team they're playing off a bye at home. It's terrible by the CFL that they let that happen. But nevertheless, we didn't complain. We didn't whine. We didn't make excuses. We went out there and won the football game. Great job.
We didn't whine.
We did.
You didn't. You didn't play.
This guy's.
But I tell you what,
you sound really good though, Babano. You're very clear.
Good job.
I'm not
good
sure
job.
If your level's high enough, but it's very.
I gotta admit
clear.
Though, our offense concerns me with Watford. We did nothing in the second half. We can get.
It was a third string quarterback, and you're winning
balls like Ottawa. We were not going to get away with that against other teams.
I know, but still, you're winning games. How about that under, though? Again. I don't even, again and again and again. I'm just kicking myself. I hit it before the game. I hit it in game. But just near the end, I'm like, God, why didn't I just put, like, 1,000 or 2,000 on this? It was going nowhere. It wasn't going to get there. And it's constant. These games just, we say they keep going under the number. But we'll get to the Ryder Cup. But as long as we're on that CFL train right now, next game up, so Montreal Alouettes and Toronto Argonauts on Friday night, and then the BC Lions and the Riders, doubleheader on Friday night. Should be two pretty good games, and considering the league has played to the under as much as it is, suddenly we got some, like, normal totals almost here, Cam. Montreal Alouettes and the Boatmen, 49, and Saskatchewan Roughriders, BC Lions, and the Rider-Lion game will be on ESPN2. The Alouettes and the Argonauts is on ESPN+. You got a 48 for the Riders and the Lions, Cam, so higher totals now.
I'll tell you something, though, that's the first game up, Argos and Montreal. I'll tell you this. The Argos have been a nice story, but this is a huge game for Montreal. They really didn't play well against BC. They're getting 2 points in this matchup, Gabe, and we know they're a Jekyll and Hyde team. I really like the Argonauts, and I think they're moving in the right direction, but this is Montreal. This is a spot for Montreal. I think I'd take the two with Montreal, and I'd take them on the money line as well. They find a way to get it done. I know Vernon Adams is very inconsistent, but this is a huge game for the Owls, and they are still a better team than Toronto. They got to go prove it. This would be a big one. Go on the road and get it done. Sometimes I think this team is actually better when they go on the road.
I agree.
They're more focused, and they play better football. As a home favorite, they suck, but as a road dog, they seem to be better. You saw what they did. I know Ottawa's the dregs of the CFL, but they murder them. I like Montreal in this spot.
What do you think of that game, Babano?
Yeah, it's really tough for me from a side perspective because I don't debate that Montreal's been better on the road, but Toronto has actually won their last two home games against two pretty good teams. Winnipeg, don't forget, they beat the Red Hot Bombers, earlier this year at home, and they beat Hamilton. They beat my Ticats by a point, in their last home game. So Toronto's been actually playing good at home. It's tough for me from a side perspective. I think this is the one game that goes over the total this week. Toronto's got a lot of injuries on defense, and Saskatchewan picked them apart last week. Chris Jones has now taken over the defense, and if you know CFL football, his defenses are complicated. His schemes are complicated. You don't learn them in 1 week. You don't learn them in a few days. It takes a lot of time to get adjusted to it. So you could see a lot of breakdowns defensively here for the Argos. I think Vernon Adams will move the ball. But I think Nick Arbuckle back at home with the weapons he's got, they can move the ball in a Montreal defense that isn't a shutdown defense by any stretch. So this is your high-scoring game of the CFL card this week in my mind.
Vernon Adams had an off game last week, and he's good, but he's inconsistent. So I would expect that he probably does play pretty good here on the road as well. I'm kind of, I can see there being points as well, and I think the Alouettes will be right in it. And how about that Ryder game, Cam? Riders and Lions, big-time game. Both these teams are hot, 4-2, both playing good football. Riders, Rider fans travel and stuff. The BC Place is going to be rocking on Friday night. BC Lions, one of the surprise stories of the CFL season so far, too.
No, I like BC. I think they're a very good team. I trust Mike Riley and BC in this spot. Fajardo's been good for the Melonheads. They also got very fortunate. The Argos gave them a lot of easy points with bad mistakes in that game. I really like what the Lions are doing, and they have electrifying players, and their special teams has been very good as well. I think lean to BC.
All right, we'll get Babano's thoughts. We'll get into Marshall, App State, NFL football, but we're going to talk Ryder Cup. Get your cleats on. Who does Babano's golf guy likes? Considering Babano's...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree.
Oh, there's definitely dumber bets.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you some dumb ones. Tune in.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. All right, so we've got the Ryder Cup. Coming up. Starts Friday morning, but of course it's time to step up and in and break this down and do this thing. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. So it gets different, Cam, because normally with a golf tournament, you got a million different picks, right? This golfer and that golfer and this and that. And
exactly.
Top 20s and, you know, guys to win, first round leaders. Completely different format we're dealing with here right now.
Yep.
So, like, what are you really going to bet? And like we said, like, well, we don't know the matchup, so... Do you bet who's going to win, Europe or USA? Does the total point leader thing interest you?
Yes,
so like
it does.
Total points leader, like, so not everybody can play, right? The coach decides who plays, right, type of
exactly.
thing. So you sort of assume that John Rahm's going to play every damn day and in every round, right?
Yep, that's how you do it. You got to look at the guys that are going to play the most. And some guys will have the most points potential is five. Four is for most. Some guys, I'm going to tell you, guys like Bernd Wiesberger, he might play one or, like, you know, singles matches and maybe one partnership. Like, that's the thing. You can't bet these guys. There's no value plays because you have no idea. You can't win a bet when some guys are out there all the time and other guys are sitting on the bench more as cheerleaders. But I did, Gabe, I don't come to the table with nothing. I was just doing some research, reading some stuff, and checking things out. This is the way the Americans practiced, okay? These are their lineups for practice right now, and these are the teams that I think they're going to bring to the table. Europe, I have a couple. They haven't formulated everything, but two Florida State products, Berger and Koepka, look like they're going to be a partnership. These are my assumptions due to players playing with each other in foursomes and stuff. JT and Spieth, Thomas and Spieth, look like they're going to be together. Cantlay and Schauffele, we talked about them. They get along, two California kids. Who's going to hook up with DeChambeau, who's a spaz? Harris English, poor guy. But anyway, that's the look. They look like they're going to be rolling with that pairing. Tony Finau needs a dance partner. It's probably going to be Scottie Scheffler. And then you have power and precision with Dustin Johnson and Colin Morikawa. If Steve Stricker plays it that way, I think those are the best formulations we can get. As for Europe, there's been a rumor that Victor Hovland is going to be paired up with Rory McIlroy. I love that pairing. Rory for distance off the tee. Hovland is an accurate guy. They'll bring all their strengths to the table. Sergio, who's striking the ball well. Lee Westwood is a guy that keeps it in play. The rest of the guys are still figuring it out. But I will say this. So far, I think the captains, if they roll with these pairings, that's the way I would pair them.
The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, laying it down. Babano, who does your golf guy have as far as the Ryder Cup is concerned? What do you got?
He's only sent out a couple of his bets so far because he says he's going to wait till Thursday for all of it because apparently there's conflicting weather reports and wants to get a better handle on conditions. But he's bet John Rahm for top continental European plus 110, some of these other categories. And he likes, in terms of top Great Britain, Ireland, these are the two he sent out. He likes Fleetwood at plus 500 in that one. So those are the two he sent out so far. So he's given me the rest tomorrow.
interesting, considering he always sends us like 500 to one shots, Cam. Yeah, now he's giving us John Rahm at plus 110 to be the top European.
What's going on with this guy? It's like the guy writes us War and Peace, and now he's sending us like an email with like two lines in it. Like,
see,
I don't know.
He's Mr. Ryder Cup's throwing him off. I said the format. It's throwing him off.
It's throwing me off, too. Here's the deal. We're going to bet on teams with top USA porn score. I think Justin Thomas is the way to go at plus 550. If you're looking for somebody a little bit different, Dustin Johnson. I would take Thomas at plus 550, and I would take Dustin Johnson. I don't think I was thinking about Cantlay or Schauffele down on the list at plus 750 and 8. No. I think Dustin Johnson will be playing a lot, but Thomas is my guy. As for Europe, I told you, Gabe, Rahm is the pick at plus 380, the favorite, but I'm going with Victor Hovland, who I think now playing with Rory McIlroy has a great chance, and he's 7-1 to be Europe's top points guy, and Rahm plus 380 and McIlroy 5-1. So sometimes you got to look between the lines, and you get a better line, and Hovland's going to be probably paired with those guys. I know with McIlroy and probably with Rahm as well.
There really are a million different options, and when you look at this stuff, so I do see...
It's ridiculous. Like, it's Wednesday night right now. It'd be nice if they announced this stuff. Like, hey, captains, like, what are we doing here? Going to have a two-hour show? Like, hey, everybody, you know, let's go have a meeting show, and we'll introduce our... Just do it. Do it so people can gamble on it, get their stuff ready. I will say this quickly. The Europeans are playing to the American crowd, guys. They came out in Green Bay Packers colors and cheese heads, and they were chucking stuff into the crowd there, trying to get everybody on their side, and like the first introductions of the tournament, they haven't announced anything, but Europe trying to butter up the Green Bay fans with cheese head and gift packages as they thrown into the crowd.
So top continental European means score the most points, right?
Top continental European is, there's only a couple guys. It would be Sergio, he's a continental
Hovland,
European.
Garcia Hovland, and Wiesberger.
Yep. That is correct. Wiesberger from Austria. Yeah, all those countries there, because the Brits are all under Britain and Ireland.
Top Irishman, Rory McIlroy minus 200, Shane Lowry plus 150.
Actually, take a look at Lowry. I think Lowry's going to play well, but Rory's going to be in too many matches. That's why you can't bet on Lowry.
John Rahm, minus 275. Garcia, plus 200. Top Spaniard.
It's a little bit rich for my blood.
Parlay material?
I guess, Gabe. I got to be honest with you. Very disappointing in the golfing betting options so far.
Nah, they're squeezing. I know.
Yeah, I like to come into the tournament with a little bit more for you. You know what I mean? But anyway, we'll figure it out.
All right, so we're on Europe. I'm sticking to my guns here with Europe. And I'm going to do just to lift the trophy, sort of like soccer style, guys. Right? I don't want to mess with if it's a draw and all that drama and all that crap. I'll live with it. I see plus 162 now, Cam. It's not bad. Europe to lift the trophy at plus 162. Take out the drama.
I got no problem with that. I know a lot of people that we respect are all getting cold feet on the Americans. But here's the thing. You can attack this thing from so many levels. And I will say this. We're going to be very busy, Gabe, on our football Sunday. But I will check it, you know, because live betting, everything will be decided on the singles. I think these guys are too close to have a winner early in the tournament. And America usually does well in the singles. If we have a lead with Europe, there could be a number that we can attack it live. We're going to be busy with NFL, but I'll be on top of it. And I know we have our switch over on Sunday, but there's going to be things that are happening there. And maybe since we have Europe as a dog, we can come up with a number to come away and get plus money on both sides and, you know, guarantee ourselves some cash.
That's a great point.
Exactly.
You know, take the dog, because you got to believe, too, guys, there's going to be swing. Like no one's going wire to wire.
Exactly.
Like, no one's just, there's always massive comebacks in this stuff, isn't there, Cam,
usually,
where it becomes, like, really tight on Sunday?
Usually, the comeback is America on Sunday in singles. Europe has a great start, and then America has that press conference. They're like, I can't believe it. No one's giving us a chance. Like,
yeah, because Americans aren't good team players. So when it gets into the individual stuff, they're good.
And singles is where usually it's decided. So if we got plus money there, we can come back with America's a dog. See, Gabe, that's the way we're going to attack this thing. We don't need to bet, like, this and blah, 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 blah. I just need to know who's paired up with who. I'll bet the matches individually. I put a bet on Europe at over 2-1. We sit back and wait. Is there a point to attack with the Americans? That's how you handle it.
Babano, are you taking USA or Europe?
I'm taking whatever the golf guys did, but I think Europe's got the value, doesn't they? 1-7 of 9? I believe 7-2.
9-12.
Ryder Cups, something like that. They've done a good job, so I don't want to lay a price with the States. The golf guy does like for point score Fleetwood, 20-1. He won 4 or 5 Ryder Cup points in 2018, so
he
has played well in this event before. So that's his point score. Top guy, Tommy Fleetwood, 20-1.
And how come, like, there should be, like, there should at least be a time. Like, all right, we're announcing it at 3 in the afternoon or something. Like, what's the deal with this?
But Gabe, I've been on every site, and I can't, like, by the time you have Jeff on tomorrow, Geoff, he'll figure it out. But, yeah, there's got to be an announcement at time. You know what? I'm going to go to Golf Channel when we're done the show here because I've read every paper from Europe, and I've been online before the show looking, and they didn't say this is happening at 4:20. This time, hey, anybody in the chat or whatever, you guys know, and I follow this stuff. I've been going on, I know the practice pairings and stuff like that, but I don't know exactly to the minute when they're going to say these are the first round matches. They'll announce team and stuff, right?
Hopefully Steve Sands, Brandel Chambly, and David Duval and all those guys give us a scoop. We'll see.
Thanks for rattling off the curve. Like, you don't even watch the golf channel.
You forgot no the game.
You just look that up, Abano. You don't even watch the golf channel.
I know who's on there.
No, he knows
that channel a bunch of times.
He knows the panel. Rich Lerner with the big forehead and Brandel Chambly and Nota Begay. And who's the guy my buddy wanted to fist fight? Aaron Oberholzer. Yeah, my buddy and Oberholzer almost like threw down once. He doesn't like that guy.
Oh, yeah, I watch golf channel.
I don't. So I'll admit.
I don't. Don't worry. Me and Dubs, there's no need to watch Golf Channel, Gabe. We got it under control.
I got enough problems in my life. I don't need the Golf Channel in it.
it's true.
The pounds like rattle off.
That was the best. Steve Sands. Brandel Chambly. I love the battle. He's the best. God, he's awesome.
So this stuff starts Friday morning. It'll be good stuff. We will be on the air Friday afternoon, Cam. We'll definitely get into it, and it'll get starting to rock and roll over the weekend, going into the weekend. But I was gonna say, the sports books are the ones that are getting screwed over the most with this pairing stuff, because also there should be an opportunity for like the captains to be able to maneuver and stuff, right? Like, it's almost like they want to surprise each other at the last second with this, but like FanDuel's got to deal with the PGA and Spieth now, right? So you're not helping by not giving us the damn matchups.
I can guarantee you, Gabe, Spieth will be with Justin Thomas in their first match. It's almost like, if I can get like my home on it, I will. Those guys, I can actually tell you that all that I gave you on America, I think one might be wrong. It'll be Berger, Koepka, JT Spieth, English DeChambeau, Cantlay Scheifele, Finau Scheffler, DJ Morikawa. I'll bet you if you gave me odds that we hit them perfect. Well, that's the way it's going to look for USA.
To watch the Ryder Cup, it is on NBC and the Golf Channel, live stream on Peacock and Fubo TV. It begins Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern. 8 a.m. Eastern time, and it goes until 7 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. Eastern time, and 9 a.m. Eastern time, and then Sunday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m.
See, that's a mistake. That's where they screwed up.
Yeah, you should do it in the morning before
Sunday,
the NFL. That'd be
early.
Perfect.
Exactly.
You do it perfect, and you go NFL coming up after, guys, but Ryder Cup first, right?
No, you do.
People watch that at 9 or 10 in the morning.
You end it at halftime of the 1 o'clock NFL games. I know you can't start too early, 2:30. That's a perfect time. Wrap it up. Get the end of the NFL. Boom. We're ready. See, Gabe, we should be running a network. That's my opinion as well. I know it's Ryder Cup, but no offense, football's king.
So, yeah, this stuff starts 8:05. 8:05 is the first tee time. 8:05, 5:05 for people on the West Coast. So better get your bets in overnight. See, we got Ghoster rocking in the house. But even Ghoster, no Abraham answer.
Yeah, that's the thing.
What's he going to do? What are you going to do, Ghoster? There's no answer.
What are you going to do? No answer. No Sebastian Munoz perflexing.
Well, can answer play in the President's Cup? What is he playing?
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
President's Cup, yes.
Yeah, he'll be hanging with the Canadians. It'll be answer hanging out with Hadwin and Babano's boy, Mackenzie Hughes, the pride of Dundas, next to Babano.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Talked on Game Time Decisions tonight, and I said that last night's San Diego loss was like the gut. That was the one. I called this like perfectly when I said tonight's like the final bullet in the head. It's like a mob hit. It's the final bullet in the head. It's 8-1 now. San Diego done. Lights out. Party's over. Season's over. And I'm not going to say the division's done yet, but with the Dodgers losing tonight, San Francisco winning, you're going to be up to San Francisco. Like I said earlier, guys, and I've said in the past, it's like trying to outdrink Andre the Giant to beat these guys. It's hard to catch these guys. Unbelievable run. So, Cam, before we get you out of here, Thursday night football tomorrow. We got a college game with App State and Marshall. And, of course, we've got Thursday night football as well. What's your overnight leans? And we'll break it down on Game Time Decisions tomorrow.
Yeah, I just think, you know, David, people are ripping Davis Mills. I think it's too many points, too. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it goes to, you know, we see 7.5, 8, 8.5 there. I lean Houston. I think Carolina probably wins the game, but that is a lot of damn points, especially for a home dog. So I lean with the Houston Texans. Both teams combined 4-0 ATS, but I think the Texans, there's an overreaction there. I think Mills can be fine.
All right. So what's on the agenda tonight, Cam?
Not much, Gabe. I'm just going to sit down, maybe crack a steam whistle. I'll take a look at the horse racing. I got to tell you, I really love the commercials on our station. A pharmacy shop was the last one I just heard.
You need some pharmaceuticals.
They're talking about Seattle needs Cialis or whatever, but I could really use some cheaper Zantac, so maybe I'll give them a call. I got to be honest with you. I've never seen a station that caters to me better than your show at night because I'm considering everything that they're selling.
A little Cialis couldn't hurt.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not there yet, Gabe. No erectile dysfunction yet. I don't get a lot of action, but maybe one day, but I'm still hanging in there.
Right.
Ray Babetto.
Yep.
This segment brought to you
pharmacy shop.
By the blue pill.
Yes.
Thanks, Cam. Great stuff.
Talk to you tomorrow, buddy. Have a good one.
We're getting some football with Bano on the other side. Bring it.